Chapter 1. Martin Luther, 1483 to 1546. Here I stand. I can do no other. God help me. Amen. Martin Luther. Martin Luther was born in Eisleben, Saxony, on November 10th, 1483. Actually, he was possibly born in 1482 or 1484. Scholars can't say for sure which year, nor did Luther or his mother, both of whom history records as present, seem to know. Birthdays were rarely remembered in those days, but name days were something else. For this reason, we know that on the very next day, November 11th of one of those years, the one-day-old reformer-to-be was trundled across the street to the magnificent Saints Peter and Paul Church to be baptized. This was to ensure that if he died young, as so many did in those days, he would escape the eternal flames of hell. Luther was born at a time when the church seemed far less interested in the happy idea of entering God's presence in heaven than in avoiding eternal punishment outside his presence in hell. As most know, this was something of an obsession with the church of the high medieval era, so much so that it would eventually lead to the incident that would make Luther world famous. Because Luther was baptized on the feast day of St. Martin of Tours, his parents named him Martin. Soon after his birth, the family moved to Mansfeld, 12 miles north, where his father, Hans, would begin a thriving mining business. Hans borrowed a significant sum of money from his wife's family to purchase 4 refining operations called smeltworks. Although Luther in later years often referred to himself as the son of a poor miner, his father hardly labored with a pick or shovel. The Luthers worked hard and were not aristocrats, but we now know they were far from poor. In fact, just 20 years ago, an archaeological dig discovered that the historic home in Mansfeld, to which visitors have been pointed for centuries, was only one-third of a much larger home in which Luther grew up. A second dig discovered the food, toys, and silverware from their time there, all of which indicated a family of considerable means. We also know the brilliant boy was sent to the very best schools of that time so he could learn Latin and prepare for university, for it was his father's ambition that he should one day study law and then come back to work in the family business. While away at these boarding schools, young Martin encountered many people who were deeply serious about following God, and there can be no doubt that this affected him. Although his father's plan for him was clear, Luther sometimes wondered whether God might be leading him in another direction. After all, if the picture of hell that the church so often and so vividly presented was real, what could be more important than doing everything to avoid that everlasting nightmare? It was generally thought at that time that the only certain way to be assured of salvation was by devoting one's whole life to God by becoming a priest or a monk or a nun. But because his father had other plans for him, and because the Bible commands us to honor our father and mother unconditionally, Martin knew he must continue toward studying the law. He entered the University of Erfurt in 1501 and in 1505 earned his master's degree, at which point he finally entered his legal studies. Martin appreciated his father's bitter sweat and toil in making his education possible and dutifully continued along the path set out for him until a particular hot afternoon in early July 1505. We don't know precisely what frame of mind Martin was in that day, but we have some clues. 2 young lawyers whom he knew well had died that year, and on their deathbeds both expressed grave doubts about their eternal destinies, even saying they wished they had become monks and not lawyers. Young Martin didn't have the courage to bring up the subject with his father, but he must have been tortured to think of continuing this path toward becoming a lawyer, because he knew if he did, his eternal destiny would remain.